Good morning and welcome to In Touch. This morning we're talking with the Big Idea Competition winners. First of all, joining us is first place winner Rachel Shards. She won for her big idea called Ace the Pace. Good morning, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are from West Central High School. Can you tell us about Ace the Pace?
My big idea this year was a mobile app called Ace the Pace, and it's basically an app that helps students with pacing strategies and practice for standardized testing using a combination of stopwatches and full-length practice tests for any tests, whether it's the ACT to the LSAT. In high school, the statistic is about 1 in 4 students suffer from test anxiety. So I think if you gave every student the opportunity to do the questions on the ACT without telling them it's a test, nearly everyone would have the capacity to get a 36. But the second that moniker is placed on it, the anxiety in students kind of rises, especially when you put a time constraint on the test. So the goal of the app was just to relieve the stress of testing, because I think students, mainly when it comes to standardized testing, struggle with the pacing aspect. So the app was just to kind of curb anxiety in that way.
Is this something that you think that you would like to put into practice?
Yeah, I was actually very lucky to have one of the speakers at the Big Idea competition kind of reached out to me, and we connected on Facebook about the possibility of creating the app because he really enjoyed the idea. He's a graduate from Stanford, and since then we've kind of been going about making it, so prototyping it and stuff, which is very exciting because I think there's a huge market for it, and it's kind of an untapped market because there's no similar product on the App Store currently. So definitely going to be rolling it out in about a month or so.
And you won the Big Idea competition a couple of years ago too, didn't you?
Back in 2012, my idea was canning coaches, a class that teaches people how to can and preserve food.
Is there anything that you learned in the first competition that you've now used in this most recent competition?
I definitely stress the math in the application for sure, because it's not just having a new and original idea, but how you present the idea. And there is a lot of math that goes into it, whether it's the math in your market or it's the math in creating a good pricing point. And I think that was something I kind of learned back in 2012, was my pricing point was a little bit low, actually. So this time I was better able to calculate that with the feedback from the judges. The entry for the Big Idea is a perfect stepping stone. You basically spell out your market, your competition, and all that stuff that you need in the business idea. So I think my application for the Big Idea could be used in a variety of different applications. And I know one that I was looking at was something that South Dakota State puts on.
You're listening to In Touch, and we'll be back in just a moment.